got it figured out. Yeah, I do. I got it all figured out. And I'm going to give it to you here right now. I got it all figured out at the gas station downtown here in Windburg. Windburg, Pennsylvania, is where Art and Zender got it all figured out as I was standing there drinking Sobe Life water and eating salted cashews. And I watched all the people wandering in and out of the Sheetz gas station. That's S-H-E-E-T-Z, the Sheetz Brothers. You might not have the Sheetz Brothers establishment in your part of the country, but we have them here, let me tell you. It's fine, fine establishment. So, the people come and go. Many of them, unfortunately, wearing Pittsburgh Steeler jerseys, Pittsburgh Steeler hats, Pittsburgh Steeler sweatpants, Pittsburgh Steeler license plates. Yeah, they're actually wearing the license plates. Pittsburgh Steeler jock straps. Yes, they're actually wearing the jock straps. Pittsburgh Steeler socks, shoes, and headbands. And it's really hard to watch. It really is. But I realize this. Oh, well, there are other characteristics of many people Western Pennsylvania, but I'm not going to get into it because it's gonna look bad for me. It's gonna sound bad, and I don't want to do that. But here's my point. I'm driving toward it, much as the Steelers drove toward a victory Sunday, which really disappointed me. They could have gone 0-5, but now they're 1-4. So I hope it's not a harbinger of things to come. But every single person on this planet created for a purpose, for a reason. Now this will help you. I got to get this in my head constantly, especially when I'm in traffic and the light turns green and people sit there for a long, long time. I got to remember this, that God created every single person on this planet to worship Him, to be with Him for eternity. It is a rare privilege to be a member of the human race. There are trillions, billions, yeah, even billions, trillions, and not to mention billions. And I'll tell you what, there are even dozens of celestial beings who will never take humanity and who are actually envious of human beings. Yeah, even people with Pittsburgh Steeler underwear, they're envious because they know that humanity is having a special place in God's operation. Really, I'm thinking it's higher than the angels. Now, we know that the body of Christ is going to judge angels. We're seated at the right hand of God, so we're going to be higher than even the most powerful celestial dignitaries. But the rank and file among humanity who are going to come at the consummation, I'm thinking about this as I'm talking to you. Where are they going to be on the ladder? Because there are different levels of glory. Sheridan and I talked about this earlier this year in 1 Corinthians 15, the last part of that chapter. Glory of the sun, glory of the moon, star differs from star in glory. And that's just in the body of Christ. So if in the body of Christ there are even distinctions, then there are definitely distinctions among the rank and file. And I don't mean that in a disparaging way. The rank and file, that is those who come later at the consummation. But every single human being born is going to eventually be with God. And humanity has a special place because the lower you go, the higher you go. So even those who do not have any calling of God, those who are, whose hearing is dulled, vision is blurred, they can't see anything, they're groping around as Paul describes humanity in Acts chapter 17. Nevertheless, they have taken a place lower than the angels because angels or celestial beings have never tasted death. These people are tasting death, especially Steeler fans this year. So it is incumbent upon God then to, because this is a rule of thumb, that they're going to be taken to a higher place because of the lower place. So Jesus Christ descended to the ultimate death, and He goes to the ultimate high place. We, and the members of the body of Christ, We suffer evil for the sake of the evangel. We're misunderstood. We're persecuted. So we really undergo more suffering than the people who are just lying through life, drinking Mountain Dew and smoking cigarettes and watching the Steelers. They're wearing sweatpants and Crocs. They're, you know, I envy them in a way because this life's just breezing through. You know, they're killing their bodies, then they die. And then the next thing they know, they're judged at the great white throne. Perhaps the second death intervenes. Perhaps they're transferred alive to the new earth from the great white throne. It can happen and it will happen. In any case, they're going to be raised higher than the messengers. I do believe higher than the messengers, possibly not higher than the heavy hitters, the sovereigns, authorities, and world mights among the celestials described by Paul in Ephesians chapter 6. But look at this. Look at this. Every single person is destined to live with God for eternity, at the least. And every last one of them is numbered. Now, when you look at the masses of humanity today, and you add to that the mass of humanity that is come and gone on this planet, you got a whole heck of a lot of people, but it's still a finite number. And when you look at the dregs of humanity, it's hard to imagine that even that lowest person, even that person in the Pittsburgh Steeler underwear, that person has been created, strained for, died for, thought about, premeditated, and given like a that person really won the lottery just to be a member of the human race, won the lottery simply to be a member of the human race, because that race is going to be distinguished in the heavens because of their having tasted death and walked through the valley of the shadow of death, more so than the celestials who have not tasted death. Okay, now, but rest assured that the body of Christ has higher honors, higher glories. This is not to boast. It's just the way God does it. He chose to do that with you and me because he likes us. So I appreciate that, and I'm going to really try to concentrate on every single human being, from the most despicable, the most disheveled. That person has been handpicked and has won the lottery. So if they've won the lottery, what about you and me, huh? What about you and me? We've won the super lotto. We've won the $100 billion jackpot, and we're not splitting it with anybody. That's amazing truth. Now, back to Hebrews. Jesus Christ took the form of humanity, a body thou hast prepared for him. That's Hebrews chapter 10. So the human race is dignified by the participation of Christ. The fact that Christ took this form, that really honors this form. It distinguishes it from among all the creation of the earth. Again, you don't think about this when you go to a nursing home and you see these poor people who are just broken, shattered. Their arms are twisted like pretzels, and they're groaning and they're peeing themselves. This is humanity. Ah, but that's when you really need to remember that body is holy. That body is sacred. Jesus Christ took a body like that. Not exactly like that. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus Christ sanctified this race. And that person, as lowly as they are, have a special place. It's really true. Everybody's special. I know that's such a cliche. I can't believe I'm saying it. Everybody's special. But it's true. Everybody is special. And the lowest of humanity, the lowest, is an envied one to the celestial beings. They envy the lowest among us because we're going to be raised higher because they never tasted death, right? Here's the principle. The lower you go, the higher you go. And we're in Philippians talking about Jesus's body that he took, the body he took after he emptied himself of his celestial body. Yeah, these people are lucky to have a body. Okay, now I got to go back to Philippians. I didn't quite finish my thought there, I don't think. I'm not even sure if I finished it, but it doesn't matter because I want to go to Philippians now and finish that, because we talked about a two-part lowering, two-part emptying. Christ, Jesus, who being inherently in the form of God, Philippians 2:5. This is all related to Hebrews 10, whatever. We're talking about adapting a body for Jesus Christ. He was inherently in the form of God, deems it not robbery to be equal with God, nevertheless empties himself, taking the form of a slave. When did he do that, Martin? Coming to be in the likeness of humanity. That was when he left his celestial home. And I believe, you may have heard me teach this, I forget where I did it, I think it was in New York, that there was a moment in time when Jesus Christ, the celestial one, who had never taken flesh, was ready to be, to do this emptying, this that's spoken of here, emptying himself, taking the form of a slave. He consciously disappeared. I honestly believe it was a case of now you see him, now you don't. He was standing there. It was the most awesome moment in universal history besides the crucifixion when the Son of his love was to take the form of flesh. Not only that, but he was to become an embryo. He was to become a cluster of reproducing cells clung in a wall of blood to the uterus of a young girl in Israel. That was the humiliation. Small cluster of reproducing cells clung to the uterus of a 14-year-old. That is how humble he became. And it was now you see him, now you don't. Almost like I Dream of Jeannie. You know, she blinks and things happen. Or Bewitched, you know. Elizabeth Montgomery twitched her nose. Somebody appeared or disappeared. He disappeared. And the next thing he knew, well, he didn't know anything. Did you know? Do you know when you were born? Can you remember the day you were born? Do you remember when you were a cluster of cells reproducing in a wall of blood on the uterus of your mother? No, neither did he. That's how humble, that's how practically nothing he became. Not even aware of his own existence. Okay, now that's when he took the form of a slave. But this is the word Chi here in Greek, the connective and in verse 8, and being found in fashion as a human, he humbles himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And I talked about this in detail yesterday. And not only did he do that, but and he humbled himself to the death of the cross. So he emptied himself by taking the form of a slave, coming into the likeness of humanity. Then he humbled himself, two different words, emptied, humbled. And he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So this was a two-part lowering. You know, therefore, I don't agree with people who say that Jesus Christ did not exist before Bethlehem. That's ridiculous, because we have a two-part humbling here. He took the form of a slave, coming in the likeness of humanity. Then he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Okay? Two-part thing here. Two-part thing. It's distinct. The taking of the form of a human was not the cross. He was already in the form of a human. He humbled himself and, as a human, was crucified. But when did he take the form of a human? When did that happen? When he left his celestial glories and came to earth in the most humbling way possible. The same way we come here, by the way. The same way we come. How humiliating can you get? Pushed out of a woman's uterus into the world, blinded by the fluorescent lights. Back in the old days, they slapped you on the butt, welcome to the world, and we've been crying ever since. But God gives us an expectation that we are highly privileged among all humanity to be a part of the body of Christ, and we shall be seated at the right hand of God, again, far above all sovereignties and all authorities and all Pittsburgh Steelers fans.